You're watching Single Process with Joe and Bob. We've created this series of videos to help you navigate the difficult process of divorce. We hope this helps you. Our topic this episode is on your financial affidavit.
What is a financial
affidavit? Can you believe I didn't even draft my own? I had my ex-husband draft it for me because I didn't know where to start.
And that can't
be a good idea.
No, it can't, which is why, I mean, what a relief. Carol's going to explain what it is, what you need to find to put on it, because it is probably the most important document. It drives so much of the divorce, well, from what I understand. So, anyways, Carol Orland, who is a founding member and partner at Broder & Orland, with law offices in both Greenwich and Westport, Connecticut, has been practicing family and matrimonial law for over almost 40 years, but over 30 years. She's consistently recognized among the top 10 attorneys in family law in Connecticut, among many other distinctions. You're lucky to have you. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Good morning.
Yeah. This doesn't sound very exciting, but the financial affidavit is what?
It's critical. So the financial affidavit is a statement of income, expenses, assets, and liabilities.
That income, expenses, assets and liabilities. Okay.
Just so your entire financial snapshot on one document.
It is.
Okay.
And it sounds easy, but sometimes it's complicated because, you know, some people have sophisticated financial situations, alternative assets, private equity, private businesses.
Okay, so hold on one second.
Go ahead.
So for the most basic person who doesn't have complicated, is this a form you find somewhere that you can fill out?
The court actually issues a form. There's a short form and a long form.
Can I do the short form?
If you're under X amount of dollars, you can use the short form.
Oh, that's what it's
okay. However, if you come to us, we don't use the form. We've adopted our own form, which is acceptable in the court because we think it's a little more tailor-made to our clients' needs, but it fits the bill. And what we typically do is we give our clients a financial affidavit worksheet, usually at the first meeting. And then they go, oh my God, my eyes are glassy. But we try to convince them it shouldn't be that difficult. And really, there's lines to help you on your expenses. What do you pay for groceries? What do you pay for utilities?
I wouldn't know this. I wouldn't know where to find this information. I don't track what I spend on.
It can be a daunting exercise. So what people typically will do, if you don't keep it, you know, on your computer or on QuickBooks or whatever the new fancy app is, typically, they'll go back to, let's say, a credit card, or they'll go back to their checkbook over the last year.
Like American Express will break up your spending in a little pie chart, right?
Great. Okay.
And they'll tell you groceries,
that's
entertainment. That's maybe somewhere to start.
If you use a credit card, so, you know, others in addition to American Express do it now, and they've broken it down. Now, the trick is your financial affidavit, a couple things. Typically, it has to be exchanged pretty early on in the case. And practically speaking, it's not done so early, or it's not done as early as it really should be. But parties find their comfort level, lawyers find their comfort level, and we exchange them at some point. So we'll have our client fill out that financial affidavit worksheet. We'll take it and we'll put it into the form. But then it's a give and take process. I mean, we need to talk to our client and say, look, this is how we're reflecting this. Is this correct? Did you forget to do this? This doesn't make sense. Let's make sure we footnote certain things out. So, for example, if you don't know what your bonus is going to be in any given year, but you had a bonus in the last 3 years, you might put in your base salary in the form and you might footnote it and say, I'm anticipating that I'm getting a discretionary bonus in March of 2017. It may not happen, and I don't know how much it will be. In past years, it's been, and maybe you even add a schedule, because you want to be upfront. You want it to be really accurate. It's really important. Sometimes you'll go back to your tax returns, previous year tax returns, to get some information. You'll go back to your bills, if you get bills at home or your bills online. And you really do the best you can. The hardest part is not usually the income for most people. If you're a W-2 employee, let's say, you're going to look at your last pay stub. You're going to be able to get it. The harder part is the expenses, you know, because...
Right, I remember that. I was being asked, like, what do you spend on personal care?
Yeah.
Well, I get
yeah.
my hair done every 3 months or whatever,
correct.
So how do you annualize that and say what I spend a week, right? Because you have to break it down to what you spend every week or every month.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found that hard to do. And does that really impact how much you get?
It can, because expenses is something the court will look at, let's say, on the alimony award. They'll want to know what are the needs of the parties. So that's where expenses come into play. And it is hard, because first of all, who of us really keeps those kind of records that accurately?
Right. No.
Second of all, who really wants to know?
I know.
Do you really want to, like, face
I don't want the
facts of what you're spending on Manolo Blahniks or Christian Louboutin?
At all. Or Botox?
Yeah.
No. So then do you update, if you file an affidavit on day one of the divorce process and it takes you a year and a half to get divorced, what happens to the affidavit along the way?
So typically it's not on day one, but it's supposed to be pretty early on that you exchange it. Then anytime you have to go into court, let's say it's for a pendente lite order, a temporary order, you're supposed to file or exchange financial affidavits 5 days before that hearing.
Okay.
Anytime you go in for a hearing, you have to have the financial affidavit if it has anything remotely to do with finances. But it has to be current within 30 days of that hearing. So you have to constantly update the financial affidavit to be current because things change, right?
So it asks for how much you have in your bank account and all of those numbers fluctuate.
Correct.
So you've got to keep updating
that. Or if any expenses have changed, you know, it's supposed to be a 3-month snapshot going back. But it doesn't always work that way because sometimes you know of an expense that's coming up. And it hasn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. So you might want to footnote that and say, look, it's not in my expenses now, but this is what I'm going to have going forward. Sometimes it's the other way around. You've had extraordinary expense within the last 3 months, but you're not going to have it anymore. So you're not going to annualize that because that doesn't give you a very accurate snapshot.
Bob, you talked to me about what happens if you try and increase your spending and put that, you know, your current...
Fluff it up.
Yeah.
Or lie.
Yeah.
What if you lie?
You never want to lie. Ever.
Who would even find
out? And you don't want to fluff it up either. You want to be true and accurate because each party is entitled to discovery. It's an open book. The court's going to know what you've been doing, whether you're being honest or not honest. The minute you're caught in a lie, your credibility is gone for the rest of the case. Just don't want to do that. You know, the other question is, what about people who need to depress their spending pendente lite
day
because there's not enough money to go around because maybe wife has moved out and got an apartment that's costing more money, so it's more expensive. So smart people will, you know,
cut back
their expenses and they're going to condense and they're going to try to get by on less money because the money is not available. But going forward, there's a recognition that you're going to necessarily need more money. So again, if you have a lawyer who's very capable and competent, that lawyer is going to be able to get that message through to the court. Look, this is a financial affidavit. Now, this is my client's expenses. But going forward, she's going to need to move to another place. She's renting now. This is what it's going to cost. And we need additional funds to be able to do that.
Okay. And if you don't know where to begin with this, should you get a certified financial analyst?
You don't need to do that at all.
You don't?
You just, almost every client we have is very capable of going back and figuring out what his or her expenses are.
They just don't want to.
They don't
it's
want
so
to.
Boring.
And we get it. We try to help in that process as much as possible.
But you're expensive.
We are expensive. Any attorney's expensive in doing that.
Yeah.
So we try to get the client to do it. I'm not saying you can't ask, you know, I suppose a financial assistant to do it.
But you don't
accountant
need
to. In
but
some
you don't
cases,
need to.
But most people, if they want to, can do it on their own.
Okay.
This is just a question of trying to push off something we don't want to do.
Exactly.
But just do it. Just do it.
Just do it.
That's
do
great.
It. And we'll help you with it. And we'll make it accurate. We'll ask you the questions. And we'll tell you where to get the information that you think you can't get. And that's the other thing. If you really don't have access to the information, because sometimes you don't, we put on the financial affidavit. Husband does not have access to this financial information. Wife has it under the bed or in her pocketbook or, you know, in the vault. And I can't get it.
I didn't know
it.
You could do that. I like that.
Yes,
okay. You just have to cover everything. You got to cover
You have to cover
okay.
it. You have to be above board, honest, straight, and do the best you can. And if you think you've made a mistake, then you're going to correct it. And that's really the way you need to deal with it.
I love it. This is great. This is great. I think we should put a sample financial affidavit on our website for people to use as a key. So this is great.
Terrific. Thank you, Carol.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. For information on this topic and more, please log on to our website at singleprocess.me.